This is Drop Tent Media Network.
Hi, hello, welcome, Call to Bus, Neil Wood, Adam Nutter.
By the renewing of your mind.
The recycling. It's a flesh body world.
Uruk.
Human.
Uruk.
Sir Slimy Reptilian.
Hey, here we go. What's up? We're doing Al Roker. Get the fuck out of here, Al Roker. Sorry, I was looking at the internet.
That fuck.
Oh, jeez. I'm not even blown away. Where I know some people are like, Neil's already laughing. It's only because I love dissing Al Roker for the thing he's not now, but knowing that when we grew up, dissing him still calm, you know it gets to him. It's like it's immediate. It's like me calling you short. Like just immediate. Oh, look, the eyebrows went up.
Yeah,
he was like, sorry. Sorry, what did you? What was your mouth just saying?
It's not fair, but it's whatever. It's not about this.
You're not a short dude. You're a tall king. I don't know what short kings is a problem because then it makes tall kings. What are we, emperors? Like I feel like we should be emperors or something better.
If anything, I'm tall. Like mid class. I'm like middle class in the height realm, oh, right? Yeah. You're like the kings. I'm like, if anything, I'm like your like first lieutenant,
right?
You know, and then you get the peasants who are under 6 feet tall.
Are we ever going to get you where you can look in your camera or is it just, you're just shy?
Well, I can't
see
you.
We should both be looking up here. Yeah, no, but do you need to see me? I don't know.
I like to see you. That was great.
I know.
Yes, I do.
You said one nice thing, dude. That's immediately. One nice thing. He's like, fucking. It's so not bad. Even
what I said. It's how I said it. It's like, I like to see you. It was very up and downy. My voice inflected it too much. And I was, that's what made it gay. That's what I said. It's how I said it made it gay.
Oh, buddy. Oh, it's so adorable. Hey, it's not gay, buddy. It's just, this is friendship. It's friendship. You're allowed to, right? You got to have feelings sometimes.
Yeah. I mean, sure. I just keep pushing them down to not have them. But yeah.
Not even with your friends. You won't even allow yourself to have feelings, which is
nobody.
Insane.
Video games are my outlet. I just shoot things on. I go, you'll feel my bullets. I just fucking put it all into an AI character or somebody else, you know?
In this instance, are bullets your thoughts or feelings? They're your feelings. So feelings. You're like, you can feel my bullets.
Yeah, you can feel my feelings and you can feel my bullets. Feelings. Right. Yeah, you got it. You get me. See, dude, we're going to crush that episode next week that we do. The dating game.
Totally. That is wild. What a compassionate way to look at any mass shooter of being like, those are their feeling bullets.
How else are they supposed to express themselves?
This future person who is somehow empathetic to mass shooters was just like, those are their feelings and they need to express them. I don't know who this would be, but it's just like, they need to express them. Rights for them are important. You're like, stop, dude.
There's always somebody out there who's doing that for like the worst group of people in the world. Sure. You know, it's always that's like, fun. But they should have, I mean, actually they shouldn't have any rights. Actually, they should be executed immediately and put off this planet. But yeah, sure.
There was a comic like 2 days ago. And I kind of, you're definitely, this is crazy. It's too much, but it's fun. Who said that they were thinking, it was a female. And she was like, I was messing around with the idea that every man should be born in prison.
Okay. It's like Bane.
To start in prison. Like, and I'm just taking that. It was Jamie Poppins, whatever. It's like just that premise alone. I was like, that's kind of, I mean, I don't want that to be true, but I also have met savages. Do you know what I mean? Like, I've also met dudes,
right?
Like, right. Well, and then you're eventually, but imagine reverse prison where you're actually like, no, you got this whole sex of humans are so wild that they need to be kept in captivity, raised there, and then proven, if proven correct, they're allowed out.
Yeah.
And I was like, yo, there's some guys I've met where I was like, dude, you might have needed to be overseen growing up. You know what I mean? You should have been maybe watched a little bit better growing up. None of us are you, but
yeah, dudes like that are more like the Rorschach and Watchmen, where it's like, you're locked up in here with me. I'm not locked up here with you guys. Like, you're locked up in here with me. Yeah, there's some absolute savage psychos out there. Even going to the gym though, like you just see some dudes. Like I was, there today. I think I'm doing like decent weight on like, like my fucking curls. I'm like, all right. And then some monster is just squatting like the entire plate rack. I'm like, yeah, man, you're a human being who exists too. It's like, how are we the same person? Like, how are we both human beings? It's fucking crazy. Like,
it is crazy that you're both humans. I love it. Yeah, I love it. Just you can't even fathom the idea of both of us being humans. Like,
I'm just saying, like, that guy is so much bigger and stronger than like most people. It's like, ever seen like a gorilla that's like way bigger than other gorillas? You're like, holy shit, how the fuck are you like the same as those things? It's like kind of like that. It's like, how the fuck is this guy us? This guy is 7'2" and benching, you know, like 800. Like when I see guys put like four plates on the bench or more, and I'm like, dude, that's animal strength. It's like, it's not even human being level strength. How are you doing it? That shit like that blows my fucking mind. That's whatever.
I understand. You were hard. You were hard when you saw him. It's okay.
100%.
You saw what he did and you were like, I know it's weird. I'm hard from it though. Power makes me hard.
I work out for other dudes. Like 100%.
It shows.
I 100% work out for other dudes. I just do arms a lot. A lot of arms.
Take the legs completely out.
I started incorporating legs because my back was getting like not strong enough to do the weight I was doing. I was like, I gotta beef up my legs. And I just stare at dudes at the gym. I don't even like ever look at chicks at the gym. I'm like straight looking at, I'm like, that dude's fucking jacked. I'm like, it's all I do.
Yeah, we shouldn't even, you go fairly often now. So now I feel like you can be ingratiated into maybe having some fun with that. I go to the gym. I mean, every day I just call going to get air. I just go get air. Cause I'm just like, so in the gym, I just go to get air. I was like putting on 325 today, whatever it was. I was just getting air, just hanging out, chilling. You know what I mean? Maxing it pretty much, maxing as usual. Then I did, probably 3 protein shakes after that. I mean, you just expounding. I think you're in the club now, though. But I will say that as someone who you're watching, okay, you're spotting dudes more. I will say that there are times when women come in and it kind of fucks up the gym. It's just the entire gym. She's got too good of a body.
Yeah, of course.
The whole gym's upset about it. You know what I mean? Dudes are doing weird things. They're starting to act strange. And I'm just trying to go about my biz. You know what I mean? I'm like, guys, I get it, but you guys have to pay attention. Stop trying to talk. Like, can we all just move about our day? I get it. She is ripped.
I've never been like a stare at chick guy. Like, I think it's fucking kind of lame. Like, either like talk, like try to fuck the chick or don't. You know what I'm saying? Like, don't be like that guy who's like, she's caught. It's like, yeah, dude, we all understand she's hot. You don't talk about it or like look at her, right? It's weird. But every now and then there is that one chick at the gym who's like, we're all gonna stare at you. Just so you know, we're all gonna do it. And I know I'm doing a shitty thing. I can't stop myself. You're too hot. So we're all going to stare at you. This isn't fair to do to us. So we're just going to stare at you. And that's how it is.
There are some moments when you speak, I feel like I do this now and having known you, you will do all of the exposition to make what you're about to say seem like it's going to make sense. And then you'll completely throw it out the window. You're just like immediately blamed her. You're like, you did this. Yes. I was like, this is like what a rapist is in a horror movie. It's like, you did this. You fucking did this. Like, it's like, no, man. I mean,
one chick at the gym and she, like, you could tell she is very attractive, but she will wear a hoodie and sweatpants every single time. and guys will still like flock to her.
Really?
Yeah, it's wild. I mean, she they're kind of like friendly with her, but like it's still that thing of like you could just tell. But yeah, every now and then you have that one unicorn, you're like, what? Yeah, that's fucking crazy.
Yeah, what's your before we jump over other stuff, like what's your favorite thing that you're working out? Like, what's your favorite workout right now? What are you feeling like? You feel great when you do it in the middle or after?
Fucking free weight chest press. I've been getting, because I have a shitty, this is such fucking boring gym talk, but like I have a shitty bench. Like, I don't have a strong bench.
Right.
Because they say the taller you are, the longer limbs you have, the worse you are at benching, right? I have kind of long limbs, even for my height. I have kind of long limbs.
Yeah, we've talked about this. Yeah.
Right. So like I have a hard time like repping it out, but for some reason, I don't know why free weight though is.
Yeah, free weight's a lot easier. Yeah.
Right.
Not easier. It's easier. Allows.
Yeah.
Go ahead. Sorry.
I was saying it allows the freedom of movement better to fully push out. So I still understand, by the way. Like, I know I've heard that a lot. It's still the same motion. Right?
It's not for me. But yeah, no, it's not. I mean, it's just my elbows have to be tucked in on a bench. Anyway, this is, I mean,
yeah, no, you're right. Okay.
So, it's a little different.
I'm trying to hit 90s to like 100s, like by like the other like next month. That's my goal. Because I'm at like, I could get up 90, but it would be a pointless. It'd be like a max, right? Like it would be. So I'm trying to get like a working set of 90.
Right.
So I want like 8 to 12 reps. And I've been banging out like 8 to 10 with 85s.
Right.
So I think I can get out there soon.
Yeah, nice. See, I have no idea. Whatever. We do shit up. We do shit up heavy in the beginning of it. I did kind of think about this. I the Apple Vision Pro thing, we kind of brought it up and we're checking it out beforehand. I think we're barking up the wrong tree. Am I wrong in saying that we're just barking up like this isn't gonna go? I don't think visually we're gonna get to a place probably within my lifetime in the visual sphere of interacting with the internet.
I don't know in that way.
I'm just showing people what's got kind of what's going on, but like, yeah, it's this, the new Apple, kind of interactive. I mean, clearly kind of VR setup that was just the internet on it and can do a bunch of stuff, but I can't see.
Okay. Well, think of it this way. When the iPhone first came out, right. That got shit on.
I just said, I can't see any of it. Like, I just don't understand. But yeah, I get it. Yeah, sure. The product needs to develop. I just think that, and they're just testing. This is just a testing situation,
right? I mean, it's only like so many people have it, right? It's like very limited amount of people have it.
Sure.
But I'm trying to find. Will Smith posted a crazy video talking about AI and how much AI has come along in just a few years.
Right.
And he has a side by side. I'm going to play it right now for you. He has a side by side link of this video, and why is it so small?
You can see that on camera. My dick's out. You can see it.
It is. I'm sorry.
I had no idea. Right, buddy. Holy shit! I just don't think it's good. I don't know. I don't want to wear something dumb on my head to interact with the internet. Like, the eyes are our best quality thing. Like, right? It's insane that we're like trying to actively put more things over our visual field in hopes of what? Is that guy eating his hair?
What's so happening? The top is old AI. The bottom is new AI.
Oh, gotcha. That's the old AI.
Yes, it's obviously it looks silly still, but this is new. That does look, a lot of it looks pretty real.
Yeah, that does look fucking real. Oh, that, yeah, you can see.
And that's the AI, obviously, right? He's eating the hair. But dude, that guy looks fucking real. And the top looks like shit. And it's wild. That's what I'm saying. So shit like that.
Well, the AI thing is whatever. I'm talking about, okay, so let's say these work. Let's say whatever for some reason the strap on your head doesn't, which is what everyone reported, you know, as we like watched it and like listened to it. They're just like, yeah, my head hurts after like 2 hours, because of course it does. I wear these headphones, my head hurts after 2 hours. They didn't come with my body, dude. This isn't a factory, you know. This isn't a factory setting. Like, so I just don't. It's something over your head is gonna be cumbersome. It's gonna be a pain in the ass, which doesn't make any sense. And then also, what are we supposed to then interact? Like, what happens between interactions on a thing? Like, what's the benefit? How much internet time do you need to be on? Do you know what I mean? Like, in a day, in walking outside of your house, what is the point? I just don't understand, like, what the point is. So you need to have the text messages read because you don't even want to use your hands anymore.
I mean, this is how you get Terminator. Right? I know that.
Definitely.
This is how Terminator happens. 100%. We're too integrated with machines, and then Skynet, and then,
or WALL-E. Nukes. I just don't want to, you know.
Yeah, the WALL-E thing is real, dude. Like, especially that looks exactly like it with the fuck. I mean, but okay. Oh, so all right. So just like the iPhone thing, how it started off like, you know, kind of big, then went small, well, then went big again because screens got more popular. But like, I bet you this by version 3 or 4, it'll be like fucking the Google glasses again, but better. And it's going to be like way less intrusive than a giant Halo helmet you're wearing, like a Master Chief helmet. Like, it's crazy.
Well, that's what I think. So, okay, you're bringing it up because that's kind of what I was going to. It's like, just slap a helmet on you. Like, and with this trying to get things, you're not going to, unless it was built into glasses that looked like glasses and somehow was tied to some other things, but I still don't even know how much connectivity you need. You're going to have to transition to a car. You're going to have to transition in so many ways. I'm just being too literal with this, but like, just put a helmet on me, dude. I want the visual audio. Let's go full fucking.
Yeah,
at least I look cool. You know what I mean? I pull up like Jason Statham, you know, I'm like, I always look like that. Fuck it. And the Halo helmets and stuff, you can print out plastics. People are making just like, you know, full Marvel setups of characters
and
houses and shit. Like, I don't want to wear this dumb guy. It looks like,
you know, Arian Foster is, he's a retired running back, played for the Titans for a while. Okay. He was on a podcast and he got one. And he was like, it's cool, but he's like, first of all, it's $4,000. So he's like, I have the money because I'm a fucking XFL player. So he's like, it's worth it for me to buy. I was like, you shouldn't buy it yet. He's like, it's not worth it because he's like, they don't even have like any apps on it.
Right.
It's like the basic, it's like texting, emails, like internet, like bare minimum. Like I think Twitter's barely on there, but like nothing else. So it's like, he's like, what's the point? You're just walking around for what? But again, like, I think it's just a generational, like version two, be like, oh, it's a little more shit. And then three, and then four, and then five, and then six. And now it's like a contact lens is at one point, like Black Mirror shit.
I just don't think, let me put it this way. We're so bent on just selling garbage, and the product might be great, but if it's connected to the internet, we're not going to see anything meaningful coming from this tech. Like, I mean, on a mass scale for a long time, because what's the first thing? Your point being like $4,000 for it. The first thing when you said there's no apps on it, I was like, Jesus Christ, I'm not even thinking about it. This is immediately going to be grabbed, and it's just going to be play video games or do you want to bet while standing in line? Like, I don't know. Try to think of a moment.
Well, now you're selling me.
Now you're selling me. This is what I mean. Lowest common fucking denominator. And I'm like, it's going to be immediately like pop-ups. Can you imagine in your visual field getting pop-ups and watching ads, dude?
I mean, dude, are you out of your fucking
mind?
Let's just be honest. Everyone's going to jerk off. That's what
we all know this is going to porn. I was saving that for the end, but I wanted to think of, I want you to, how much you and I don't like ads now. Yeah. Imagine you are wearing glasses now, and just to get to a site or do a thing or whatever, you're getting a fucking ad every time you want to do that.
I mean, it would legitimately impede your vision, right? Like, you can't see through it. They show you what it looks like, you know, if you were to wear it. And like, it's not like the icons are transparent, like, they're very solid. So, I mean, I saw a guy driving with it. Which, that's crazy.
Right. Yeah. Is it not? I don't know. Who gives a shit at this point?
Is it driving for him? That'd be sick.
Like, liability wise, it's going to be. Imagine the cop pulls you over because you hit a kid and you're wearing those. And he's going to be the first cop to take a statement of, like, they said that I could drive with them on. It's like, dude, you got snow. shades on. You got fucking snowboarding.
All right, Sean goggles White. On right now. Dude. Back of the truck. Yeah, the as back I, of the car.
Yes, I struggle to remember snowboarding goggles. But like, it's like, did you think this was a good idea at any point? Oh, cool. And yeah, you were watching porn in your right eye, but you didn't see the kid
driving in your left. I know. I like how the cop would be like, "Sir," I was like, "Oh, it's because I was wearing Apple Pro." It's like, "No, sir, because you're four times legal limit." Actually, it's nothing to do with that. You're just a fucking alcoholic.
I want to say this. We can't handle the internet now. Why do you think you want to put it over top of your fucking head, idiot?
Yeah, like, that's wild.
That's the part I go, like, it's breaking our society apart, and we're all pretending like it's not. But you and I sometimes will go into shows, and I genuinely get kind of like, I'm like, are we doing anything about this? Because I've asked an entire group of people just being like, yeah, the internet's kind of going bad. TikTok especially, right? It's pretty addictive, and everyone who's on it goes like, no, it's addictive, and I have a severe problem with it. And I'm like, are we gonna do anything about it? Like, no. I'm like, okay,
yeah,
cool. you guys are down with just going down with the ship. Okay, I'm in.
I do feel a general disconnect from people every time I walk into a large room of people. Like, everybody is disconnected from each other. It is pretty sad. Hopefully I die before everything really goes south.
And that's my goal. You and I are the right age that we're, if we don't, if things don't start to change and people, I get it. Like, a lot of poor people have access to shit. Like, it's fun. Like, you're like, oh shit, yeah, I can have a pool table delivered to my house because this week I want to spend my entire paycheck on it and fuck my kids. You know what I mean? Like, you could do that with Amazon or whatever. That is crazy powerful. But at the same time, man, it's breaking our society apart. Everyone kind of knows it, but we all just,
you know, go back to the caste system. Take India's role. Caste people system. Poor people shouldn't be allowed to have fun things. You got to work for it. So
India's the problem. I just say India's the problem.
India's actually the problem. about
internet comes from there. I'm pretty short. I think the internet comes from there, right? That's where the internet.
I think it does. I mean, every time I had to talk to somebody about the internet, I have to talk to someone from there. So I feel like it's like a source of power. It's like the source of power is India. And all the cables go out of there. Like that's like the head of the octopus, and all the cables go out from fucking India, dude. that's what it is.
Not wrong. It's, I don't know. We're done. We're fucked. Even a great example of it is the thing that you loved. The thing that you love, Trump shoes.
Trump shoes fucking rule.
I will say that we looked at the shoes. I was like, pretty good. The worst part is the tee's on there.
That tee sucks. Clumsy. We'll pull it off for people who are watching. But if you're not watching, by the way, get on the fucking YouTube. Subscribe right now. YouTube.com/cultofus. Get on that shit. We were talking about Trump shoes off air. And I was like, listen, I'm a sucker for flashy stuff. That's my thing. That's just what I like. Okay. I thought when he announced he's dropping shoes, they're going to be like a shitty Jordan knockoff. And I was like, nah, that's typical of like, especially like a politician trying to sell like a hot commodity, you know, they're just going to take like a popular thing and try to do their own version of it. And then these drops, I was like, God damn, I like these. First of all, they're gold. I don't care. That's sick. Okay. Anything gold status, it makes me feel better than I am. Two, the American flag's on it. That's sick. Love the American flag. I'm a big American flag guy. So, like, I love the fucking wrap around
the American
flag. This
is the first time I'm hearing of that, given all the shit you've talked about.
No, your tattoos are dumb and gay, but the American flag is cool. You have a fucking gay stars on it.
Of the American flag, guys. Yeah, but they're dumb and gay. So, did you just hear this patriot over here?
No.
Call my American flag tattoos apparently gay, which I would say, a lot of Americans are gay, dude. So you actually nailed it. Very progressive.
First of all, not a lot. We have 30 or 50 million people, so with a lot. And secondly, like, they're stars. I don't know. I'm trying to win my arguments. Shut up. And secondly, they're stars, not even fucking flags. So, like,
well, there's flags in the stars because
they're not full length flag. They're like a quarter of the flag. So
that's what deems that you're trying to slither, just escape out of this argument of like, no, because it's cropped.
Hold on. Let me go to my in-house referee. Yep. Count it. Yep. It counts. He said it counts. Shit. He said it counts. Ding, 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 ding. Sorry.
These shoes are, you're going to be so mad the first time you scuff them. It's going to be so upsetting.
Yeah, I know. And they're high topped, which is also sick, but that T is rough. It's not even like a small T in the heel. It's like a T in the middle of like the shoe, like around the side of it, which is just gross. It's ruining the whole texture of the shoe, but it's not enough for me not to want them. You know what I'm saying? Like, I wear these at the gym. I'll wear these on stage. I will wear these anywhere I go. I mean, these shoes are fucking sick.
Also, you know what's fun about this is as soon as South Park grabs onto this, and every single Trump supporter is, think about the scope of Trump supporters. Again, I'm not even showing them. Just think about the scope of them and who they are as people. All of them wearing the same shoes is kind of hilarious. If they all did buy them, like any group of people, if you were all wearing the same shoes, you're like, oh, cool. Like, you guys should actually check out our podcast because we like cults as well.
Well, I was going to say it's, the last group of people wore a bunch of shoes ended up under a sheet. So yeah. I don't know. But I would find myself in that group and be like, oh, man, I just like the shoes. I didn't know we were doing this. Now I got to drink this shitty drink.
I just can't picture like Dale from Tennessee, like living in a trailer, like wearing them. They're
first of all,
cool.
You're crazy.
Like,
I absolutely could see Dale from Tennessee wearing this on his garbage route. You're crazy. you're insane.
As soon as I'm starting to picture it, it's kind of just, I don't see it. But again, they are $400 and Dale's smart. I'm not paying $400.
No, that's the thing. It's like, even for me, for the bit, it's like $400 is a lot, especially like, that does, it's like, would I want to wear them? Because I don't want to fuck them up. Like you said, it's also hilarious to just own and be like, oh, look what I got. People come over and be like, I got fucking gold Trump shoes. Isn't that hilarious?
Yeah.
Like, that's such a great talking piece. Damn it. Fuck. If they were 200 though, I'm thinking about using some of my Super Bowl winnings. That's all I'm saying.
You take him to that next room. He's like, this is actually the bike that Biden fell on. you're just like, what kind of collector are you?
This is one of the stairs Gerald Ford fell down. This is one of the door panels for Kennedy's assassination.
Yeah. This is a napkin. It was found at the assassination of Lincoln. It was believed to be sneezed in. You're like, okay, man, cool.
It's like, oh, what's that? Mustard packet from Hinckley. I know. He wore it during the shooting. Pretty cool.
pretty cool. Pretty cool.
Pretty cool.
Yeah, like what the fuck is going on here? Yeah, it's President merch. I've never been a fan of, regardless.
No,
of
it's, yeah, I'm with you.
Presidential merch to me, as someone who was trying to serve in the United States military and was wearing the merch at a certain point, like I was like, I've already got the merch on. This is the merch. This is yeah. This is what it is. I mean, we got the merch. We're sending merch to other countries. This is
full blown American merch. We're sending merch in waves to other countries. Explosive waves.
Yeah, he's barking up the wrong tree. I was like, dude, we got merch. It's out there, bro. It is crazy out there. Actually, a lot of kids grew up without fathers because of our merch. Fuck, that hurt me. Holy shit! Woo! Dude,
okay, that hold on. I want to play something for this podcast because, okay, so on Five Till Midnight, again, so two of the guys who did that podcast with, Luke and Typo, they were in the military. And, right. Like, again, like, it, I say this all the time, if you enter into a government job, especially law enforcement or military, you're either going to leave one of two ways, absolutely, completely bootlicked, right? Or you're like, this needs to burn down today. Like, this needs to come down. There's no, like, it was fine. It was one or the other. They're on, like, my end, where they're like, this is awful. The military's terrible. We got to, you know. But like I said, and they said, we're all on the same board of like, I wish there was a word or phrase that there was where I could be like, all the military weaponry and shit is cool, but I'm not for like the invasion and military industrial complex, right? But like the tech is cool. So there's a speech by, I can't think of his fucking name right now. He was a Medal of Honor recipient, which is like, you know, super hard to do while you're living, right? It's like, and he has this speech that is so fucking badass, and it's exactly what the fuck you said it was, like your little line right there. I'm gonna play it for us, and right, it's cool. Gonna jazz you up, dude. You're gonna be like, let's go. You're gonna want to run through a wall. And it's straight propaganda, but I don't care. I know it is, and I'm still like, I know what this is. I'm fine with it. You know what I'm saying?
Cool. Our military should not be mistaken for a cable news gabfest show. We don't care what you look like. We don't care who you voted for, who you worship, what you worship, who you love. It doesn't matter if your dad left you millions when he died or if you knew who your father was. We have been honed into a machine of lethal moving parts that you would be wise to avoid if you know what's good for you. We will not be intimidated. We will not back down. We've seen war. We don't want war. But if you want war with the United States of America, there's one thing I can promise you, so help me God. Someone else will raise your sons and daughters.
Someone else will.
Line, dude. Are you fucking crazy? That's such a fucking badass line. Someone else will raise your sons and daughters if you fuck with us. It's such a propaganda. I don't care. I'm all for it.
Yeah.
I'm like, USA. USA.
Totally. No. Yeah. He might as well have just said that and just been Sparta. Like, just hear that in the background.
I've read that guy's story before. Like, what he did to earn that Medal of Honor was bananas. Like, he was like, he single-handedly like cleared out like multiple houses and saved like multiple dudes. It was fucking nuts. But that's such a fucking, such a good speech.
Yeah, I mean, it's nuts. It's fun, right? It's crazy. I mean, anyway, whatever. The gold shoes, it's interesting that he brought it in for they put the American flag on them. I kind of, again, really don't. Part of me that, like, you know, the serve, like, father served the country and stuff like that, and like me who wanted to serve and shit and then did get to it, kind of goes like, please stop putting the American flag on things that you're not supposed to. You know, you're not supposed to do
it's on everything.
I mean, me putting it on my body is kind of wild to me in a way, obviously, but like it is on everything. And it's funny how much that doesn't seem to matter.
Technically, right? It's always supposed to have a light on it if it's being flown at nighttime, or has to like lower it. There's like so many rules that no one follows of the flag.
Yeah, it is kind of wild. It is kind of strange. I don't, it's kind of wild. But anyway, it's we got merch, people. We got merch. We do. We're sending it out, unfortunately.
Anyway, if anybody bought Trump shoes, hit me up. Send a video or something like that, because those are sick. I'm not kidding. Those are fucking cool. The tee sucks. I didn't realize the tee was on the sole of it too, or the whatever the fucking
Oh, is it on the shoe? Like the actual top of the shoe?
The can't think of the word of that part for the shoe. The shoe tongue, whatever.
It was on the tongue of the shoe, or like the actual
the shoe too. It says like a T on it, and I was like, gross. It's USA, also, I'm more for it, but
I mean, you know what he should have put on there, right? It should have looked like a casino. He should have put Trump first of all, not just T. I don't know, Mr. T. No one, listen, T is what you get called, like a cool guy thing. Like if Ice T walked in and sees Trump, he's not calling him Trump, or he's not calling him T. He's like, oh, T, what's going on? Like, that would be wild.
Hey, T, you got some gold shoes here? It's like Soprano shit. It's like, hey, T.
Yeah, no one's calling him T. No,
we
got to
get an order on these gold shoes, T, or they're going to run out. It's like, all right, dude.
Why didn't he put Donnie on there, dude?
That's honestly better. That's actually, you're making the shoe better. You're making the shoe better.
Gotta put Donnie on him, baby. What do you
Donnie
put T on there? Oh, Donnie T.
Now we're talking.
That's a Mark Wahlberg character. That's a Mark Wahlberg character. You gotta buy a pair and then just put Donnie. I'm gonna do the art in Margarita and just call it Donnie. Oh, these are my Donnie tees, dude. He fucks up. That's what I mean. Like, I'm so sad about the laziness of someone who's him. You know what I mean? I'm like, dude, whatever. You like him, whoever it is, but I'm like, this is a moment, man. You put the American flag, it's kind of cool. Just a tee. Nobody on the creative team. Donnie tees. Donnie tees. Yeah, Donnie.
T-shirt Donnie T's.
No, we're not gonna be able to get that branding. You think he's not gonna? Let's try. We'll put Donnie T's up there. Let's
try Donnie T's.
If people want to rock with us and try to buy a bunch, and then just see like
we can just do like his hair outline.
I might do a Donnie. Yeah, but are we? Okay, but then we have to like.
Yeah, we're
like,
kind of supporting.
Then we have to donate it to like a children's hospital or something.
Okay.
Yeah, we're gonna have to donate it, buddy. It can't go. Yeah, Donnie T's.
It's like me being like, no, we should do a vote for Biden shirt. What am I doing? But it's like not. So it's supporting this guy now. It's like supporting the idiot.
Every cent you give for the Donnie T's t-shirt, which is about a shoe made in a joke on a podcast, goes to Children's Hospital. You're like, cool.
Cool, man.
I don't know why. Yeah, it does. Again, the tea sucks, but what are you going to do? Anyway, we got to go to plugs. So I should have had your stuff pull up. You're going to have to do that yourself, which I will stall. It's not a big deal. Of course, guys, check out all the stuff. You know, you can check us everywhere. I won't even do this at the end. Don't forget to like, subscribe on like iTunes, YouTube, and all that kind of stuff right now. If you're hearing my voice, checking this out, give us a little subscribe. Comics have been doing shit all over the place, and you can check out more from us. Adam Nutter. Where do you think you're going to be, buddy? I forgot you want the music on. I always forget what the music is.
I love the music. My favorite part of the show. You guys follow me.
That's a bad
one. Adam Nutter. I'm kidding. Follow me at Adam Nutter on all the stuff, please. And thank you very much. Please go listen to my other podcasts I do. 5 Till Midnight. YouTube.com/5 Till Midnight. We are doing well. So thank you, everybody, for listening to that show. We appreciate it. Come see me on the road this week. Costa Mesa, LA, March 8th in Philly with Neil doing the Meyer show, which reminded me after this, I got to talk to you about something about that. March 28th, Phoenixville, Pennsylvania, April 12th and 13th, Corpus Christi, Texas, April 19th, Duluth, Minnesota. Come on out. It will be a grand old time. That is it for me.
You didn't know what to do at the end of that sentence. You're like, it'll be a grand old time.
I didn't know what to do.
A high flying time? Like, no, the flag?
I am going to trash that dumb bitch from Texas. If you guys come to the Texas show, I'm going to make fun of that idiot. They're coming out. She's like the LP chair of Texas.
Oh, okay.
She's hated. She never doesn't even really know me, but she just knows I'm not one of her. And she shit on me on Twitter. Hard. She's like, he's not performing at our convention, which I'm not technically performing at the convention. I'm performing at a party outside the convention. And I was like, I'm not performing at the convention. Chill. So I got to make fun of her now. Anyway, sorry.
No, it's a good move. Yeah, it's a smart move. I love the. Again, a moment where you could just be like, whatever. And then you go full childish mode and double bird to a woman who's talking about a convention. These double birds are like,
you don't like me.
What are you, Chet Hayes?
I can't imagine why she doesn't like me. Chet Hanks, you fucking idiot. Show respect to Chet Hanks. White Boy Summer.
All right. Yeah, definitely a White Boy Summer. Guys, you can check me out all over the place. Of course, go over to I Am Neil Wood on everything. Yeah, I Am Neil Wood on all social media. And of course, you can check me out on our website. Yeah, my website, IamNeilWood.com. Go there for all the dates and details for upcoming shows. You can check us out at Myers Brewing Company. Oh, yeah, there's my dumb head coming up. We're at Myers Brewing Company this Friday. Come on out February 23rd. And we're at Crown of Creation in South Philadelphia March 1st. Again, come on out. And, yeah, you will check Adam and I out in March at that Myers Brewing Company show in Fishtown, Philly. It's a great show. We're there every second and fourth Friday. Come on out and have a little fun with us. It's a good time. And yeah, we got a great lineup of comics, but go over and check out our store. You can get a bunch of extra shit going on over there. T-shirts, sleeveless, hats, a butt plug. Get all of it. Who knows, dude? We're putting out butt plugs big time right now, right? You've got, I know you have a pocket pussy coming under development. We're trying to talk to a team about it, right? So we're working on that. We got a pocket pussy coming up. Weirdly enough, all the women requested that. That was the strange part about it. I didn't understand what that was about, Adam, but kind of interesting. And then he's just leaving me bailing on these bits. He's like not talking. He's just shaking his head, which is nice.
I'm letting you plus flounder.
Yeah, you're just letting me just flounder, which is nice. Yeah, yeah. It's good. I like to sit in this moment. Yeah. You can check us out over at patreon.com/cultofus.
Five dollars.
$5.
Janice Fossey in 2 hours of hooah. That's what you sounded like just now.
That's what you sounded like. Even you saying, Claudia Estrada, get out of here. even you saying that part was like, what?
What do you sound like?
Yeah. That's what I love that part. I love that. That's what you sounded like. That's what you sounded like.
You sounded like,
an idiot. Just now, you fucking idiot. Jinx, you owe me a blowjob, dude. $5. Yeah, nailed it. $5 gets you to the door. You're gonna get all this delicious shit. All right. You got a bunch of new episodes, extra episodes, us on the road, episodes of us watching movies, check out some fights on Discord with us, some MMA and mixed martial arts shit all over there. And of course you got the gauntlet and all that extra content as well. If you want to check out some fucked up videos and just laugh along with us as we basically tell each other and ask each other the worst would you rathers we can come up with and find on the internet. It is a test of will, I will say that. It is not for the faint of heart. But yeah, go over there, check out all that stuff. Don't forget YouTube, iTunes, everything you find Cult of Us. Let us be your masters.
Boom.
Cult of Us. I don't know what I'm doing. I'm just being stupid today. What are you doing? What is this? That's what you think good podcasting is? Is singing into the microphone?
Okay. I thought you were gonna say something, and then you didn't. I was just a background music. You guys, the music faded out. I was doing something for our podcast off air, behind the scenes.
God, I love it. You picked these moments to do it.
Well, it was plugs. It was perfect. You were talking, and I was trying to fucking get it in. I was wrapping up right as you were lowering it.
This is a problem.
You're a problem.
I might cut all of this because this is crazy. That listen, it can't. Our podcast can't be this terribly run. It's just it can't. From
it's
now on,
part of the show now.
You do nothing. Okay. Well, let's just from now. You're used to it. Listen, you just from now on. I will try next time to produce your show. You have to send me. I will find that graphic. I will bring up all your stuff. You're just gonna need to talk to camera, pitch your shit.
I'll be a pretty chick. And just sit there. That's fine.
That's what I'm asking you to
do. I'll be a pretty chick.
You know what I mean? I'm asking you to be a pillow princess and just lay back. You know what I mean?
A fantasy of mine was to be a hot chick, so I never had to do anything. But here I am, a dude. So everything else is awesome. Except that one part of it.
Everything else is awesome. Except I'm a dude. So that means everything else is awesome. And that's the worst thing. That's the worst part that I just...
Sorry, life isn't easy. So much better. I can't help it.
I don't know. I don't think that's true. The dude part it is. I would say that it's not just, well, yes, maybe if you're a very pretty woman, things are easy. I will say the panic in women's regular everyday mindset, I don't want to have that. I can't do that, dude.
Couldn't possibly live in that at all. But so like top tier hot chick, like I'm talking about like tens, like legit tens. That's like, think of them as like D1 athletes who are going to the NFL, right? There's a lot of women. They're all maybe playing D1. Not all of them are going to the NFL, right? You get that less than 1%. And those bitches have the life. They have the life, and good for them. I'm not even shitting on them. Genuinely, like if I was a hot chick, I would be like, I'll fuck you in your yacht. Yeah, you could come in my mouth and face. Sure. Do I got to work? No. Done. Zero problem with that.
You really have thought about this.
100% I have. Very seriously thought about it. If I was a hot chick.
Just, I mean, leave it on my ass. I'll clean it up. You know what I mean? You're just really getting specific on.
Listen, if you're trying to get a life of like zero work and whatever you want, you're going to have to take some loads in the places you don't want to take loads. Okay. Yeah. And that's something that I would resign myself to if I was a hot chick.
Yeah. You're just like, yeah, no, I love, it'd be great if you're actually secretly digging it and you're trying to, it's like, yeah, no, I mean, I don't, if you want to put your fingers in my mouth, I didn't ask you to if I needed to do that. No, yeah, but I mean, if you wanted to, whatever.
Whatever.
You're the rich guy. Do what you want. But if you wanted to.
That's the idea. And if you want that lifestyle, you do that. You do those. You put fingers in things in places that shouldn't be put. That's what you're doing. And then you get, you know, you don't have to fucking get in your car in Boston when it's 20 degrees outside to go to your fucking dental hygiene job. No, you get fucked in the yacht outside of the fucking, I don't know, port in Italy somewhere like a fucking queen. That's what you could do. And then now there's all dudes everywhere. And it's not even a possibility for us. There's first of all, there's no flamboyant gay billionaires out there that I know of. That's like, you know what I really want? An almost 40-year-old beat up tattooed guy. I would do it. I do it. They don't exist. They want young hot dudes.
Yeah.
That's fucking. Buddy.
And you said that this was a big part. This played a big role in your weight loss journey and really getting ripped, right? Because you really want to be one of those hot dudes. Well, you're trying to be. Well, you're not done yet. Yeah, I think you still got time, dude. Come on, dude. You think there's not like a 75-year-old guy out there right now?
Find him.
Who's
I'll suck his dick. Find him right now.
God, dude. You would from your lips to his cock. I really want to say that I think you would. I think you would. And so
would it be good? No. Would I be crying? Most definitely. I'll get through it.
Yeah. No, it's going to be, as my one buddy always says, he happens to be in the military, but he just goes, it's fine. And then it won't be fine. And then it'll be fine again.
What's that? Like a few showers can't take care of.
My number's low. Whatever.
It's low. My number's low.
my number for this year is like, this question is always ridiculous because I'm a fucking psychopath who could probably just compartmentalize everything. I'm just like, yeah, dude, for 300 grand, I would, yeah, sure.
I'd 300 grand's a lot.
I want you to really, but I still think like some dudes, there's like, it's gotta be way more. Yeah, I know you're doing it. Yeah. Totally. Lower.
100 grand. Think it. No, stop. Seriously. Think about this. Seriously. Think about this. If someone in this hypothetical was like, I'll give you tax-free $100,000 cash right now, and I'm clean, I don't have any STDs, just to suck my dick.
Right.
And no one would know. No one knows. You seriously would be like, like, come on. You seriously, I don't believe you. I don't believe you would have considered it at least. There's 100 grand is still enough money where it's not life changing money, obviously, but it is seriously get out of debt and change my life money though. Like if I got 100 grand now, I'd be like, fuck it, dude, that's a lot of money. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's a lot. 100%, you would at least be like, 100 grand? Like, you would say, you would repeat the number back to him. You would at least say 100 grand back to him five times. You'd be like, 100 grand, right? And then you'd be like, so you said 100, tax-free 100, 100. You would say that at least five times.
If he had the money
on him. It's on him. He goes, it's right here in this fucking briefcase.
And I know I won't be murdered.
It's a capitalist transaction. You suck his dick, he gives you cash, you walk away, he walks away happier than you, for sure. Maybe not. He has more respect than you, for sure, but that's it.
Yeah, I mean, there's not really much.
He's not some pig there. Sucking a dick in an alleyway for money. You are.
I think it's going to be... I genuinely do think it's going to be not good for him. But yeah. Yeah, yeah, sure.
That's not part of this. It's not important. We understand it's not, but that's not the deal. The deal isn't, it has to be good.
I'm answering your question. I understand. I'm answering your question. Yeah, it's there's going to be some laughing. There's going to be some, there's going to be some of that. There's going to be some like,
you think you can do that to it?
Yeah. There's going to be some of that definitely. It's happening a little bit. I think there's going to be that's going to be a problem. And then here's the problem is the thing that's really going to happen here is if he says one word, when I say this, I'm going to start laughing because if he says one word of he wants me to do something specific, dude, I would murder him. Like I would immediately kill him. And you've gone blurry, so I can't see you, but you're just laughing in the back. Bring your face closer so it picks you up. No, yeah, dip your face in. Maybe it's a grabbing you. Oop, nope. It's all over the place. God, this is so well produced.
Shut up. I got it.
There we go. And it's on. Well, nope, it's out. This is terrible audio. Guys, right now, Adam is struggling to use his chimp hands to get the camera.
Yeah, we're good.
And it's not.
I'm going to put autofocus back on. That's all I'm going to do.
You think?
The lady on YouTube told me to take it off.
Yeah, she doesn't know what she's talking about. I feel you. But when I tell you, can you just grab my nuts? I would be like, I would pop off, immediately start tuning this dude up.
Then you gotta kill yourself though, because then you won't get the money, and they just blew a guy for no money, and you beat him, and now he knows, and it's like, oh, you gotta kill both, you gotta kill him and you.
You weirdly like a kid rushed through that as in that's exactly what's going to happen. Like we'll see what's gonna happen is you're gonna have to kill yourself and then him probably, or like you and then himself or whatever. Like you're gonna have to do that because you won't get the money. So. That's tough.
You're like, okay. You go off your other point about if he tell. Not only that, if he tells me anything for sure, even if he makes like a sexual moan or noise, like if I get a win that he's enjoying this at all, I'm gonna be furious.
I'm not ready. I'm not. That's the thing. I know we all go like, yeah, it's whatever. The number's lower for a lot of dudes. Really, if you would really look yourself in the mirror,
I'm saying
it is lower if you like compartmentalize it down. Be like, dude, we're gonna do this. It's fine.
But now imagine that as he cups the back of your head with his hand.
Yeah.
Oh. Like, come here.
Oh, stop. Don't.
I got mad. I just got mad at this hypothetical scenario that I'm not.
And yes, women, we can hear you screaming at the top of your lungs.
You know what?
Right now.
It's different. It's 100% different.
We all know. I know the joke angles. Yes, you are right. It's crazy sometimes. Like you know what? Here's this podcast should end. I don't receive blowjobs well. I will say that. I don't.
What does that mean? Like you punch him? That mean?
Let me put it this way. I call my dick the gauntlet, and a lot of women don't make it through. It's a nightmare. It's a lot of would you rathers and head punches. I think I have so much mom. Obviously, turn this off. You should turn this off a long time ago. But I have so much Catholic fucking guilt and shame. Me enjoying that moment, it doesn't ever go well. I can't. I have a trouble. Like I think during sex, I'm able to become more present. But like, here's out of focus again, dude.
Why even move?
You are crushing it on your end so well. I have to say, dude, you are picking up the slack for this podcast in ways Adam's just doing now, his hands over it, like we're shooting a fucking music video in the 90s. We should put up your avatar.
God damn it.
Dude, we're ending the podcast on this. We're ending the podcast on this because I want it frozen and I want to put this in the thumbnail. Podcast is just us. This is about us doing a podcast now because this is how inept I am coming over and setting you up. Guys, I want to just apologize. All right. I'm going to go over there. You know how it is with Adam. You know who he is. If you don't, and this is your first time, I'm so sorry. He's he doesn't know what he's doing. He's tech is not good. OES webcam utility right now is who I'm talking to. It's nice to meet you. Webcam utility. I have no idea who you are.
Yeah, found out what happened.
And it's nice to know.
What happened was the battery died, right?
Cool.
Battery died, and I need to buy an external battery output for this, is what I got to do.
Hey, how long have we been doing this?
I can't. Well, it's a new camera, to be fair. And the other one didn't need a battery. It just needed to be plugged into the computer. It's not important. It's not important. What is important is...
Yeah. Well, guys, this has been another great episode of The Cult of Us. I feel like we really... Probably one of our best episodes, I think. Truly one of our... But for me, Neil Wood, and EOS webcam utility, Adam Nutter. Yeah, we'll see you guys next time. It's been another day in the cult.
It's my webcam camera.
You want to be a good person. We know you do. And that's why we're here to guide you and help. You can go to @cultofuscast or cult of us and just subscribe, and that will fix you. This is your Pope, Neil Wood, and that will fix you. We know that you'll grow as a person and be better. Check out all the stuff at patreon.com/cultofus or dropdent.com/podcasts. You want to be better? You will.
Hi, I'm International Man of Mystery, Dan DePriel, and I'm one of the weekday comics. My friend Dave and I get paid to do comedy, believe it or not. But we're not allowed to tell all the jokes we want to tell. That's why we started this podcast. Join us every Tuesday at 8 p.m., where we're going to talk about the news of the day and tell a couple of jokes that we just don't feel comfortable telling on stage. Hey, we don't have careers, so who gives a weekday comics? Our podcast, where we can be the big bags of trash we were born to be and aren't allowed on the shows they pay us to do.
This has been a Drop Tent Media production.